Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, ATL, we locked in. California, I see you, we locked in. No way, Cleveland, I see you, we locked in. We locked in, no way, Cleveland. What's good with your family? How y'all doing out there tonight? Welcome to the Vane Verde, here to get a game service. Where they call change ain't thermal, with this truth ain't gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Love out there tonight, how y'all feeling? I got my dogs going crazy. Good shit. They going wild on me tonight, but it's all good. Miss K, how you feeling, love? Hello, okay. Can't hear you, but let's see what we doing. Miss K, you good? Hello, sir. I can't hear nothing going on. All right, hold on. We're going to fix it. We're going to get it right. And, you know, but it is what it is. And we in the building. Ms. K, I don't know what's going on, love. I see you, but I don't hear you. That's our only problem. I don't know if you see me or hear me, but we're going to make it rock. You know what I mean? We're gonna make it work. Let me see. I might get. Hello, fella. Let me see something. Cause I got, you know, we don't do this shit all the time. And so, we make it work like you do. But anyway, hey, man, you know, I want y'all down. I want to give yourself a motherfucking round of applause for being who you are, for being amazing, you know what I mean? For being phenomenal. You did. What you think, Ms. K? You in?
I'm in.
Say no more, okay. So I see what that be right there, right? We had to do the reset button and then check it on that. All right, say no more. We in the building, though, family. How's everybody doing out there? It's been a long-ass crazy day for the boy. Miss K, I done fucked myself up out here in these streets, though.
Uh-oh.
Man, please. Dig this shit, okay? True story, dumb shit. Now look, I'm in the Senate headquarters, right? I'm trying to get my shit together. Now, I make me some soup, right? You know what I mean? This soup had been going, you know what I'm saying, for hours, right? Now I'm saying I got chicken, man. You know what I mean? My chicken with broth seasoned up real good. I got my veggies in there. I got my spinach. I got broccoli. I got greens. I got onions. I got mushrooms. I got tomatoes. I got all the above, man. And I'm, of course, you know, different broths, my smoke, my soup bases and all of that shit. I'm talking about it was smelling good, stinking up the whole house for like 3-4 hours. It did. There was a certain point in the day where that motherfucker started smelling scorched a little bit. Now, you know when you cooking good soup in the house, especially from scratch, periodically, you're going to add water to it to get it to that right, get all your vegetables and everything, and make the seasonings open up. So you're going to add water to it to keep it, you know what I'm saying, keep it burning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I start smelling a scorching smell, like the bottom of the pan was burning, like, you know what I mean? So I immediately, you know, run back downstairs and, you know, would attempt to switch it over, you know, to another pot. So that means, like, okay, I need more water flowing around because it's too hot. Everything's settling at the bottom. That ain't what we need to happen. We need more room for everything to flow around.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the process of switching my soup over. Now, as a certified chef, family, with a culinary degree that I done had for about 7 years now, I should know this shit. I'm pouring my soup in from one medium pot into a larger crock pot that I have. As I'm pouring this shit, Ms. K, this hot-ass soup splash water splashes up and hit me dead in my motherfucking face.
Did it melt the chocolate? That's all I
want to
know. Did it melt the chocolate?
Yeah, man, listen what I'm telling the family, man. Like, I'm talking about like the shit, like it hit when it hit, right? It hit my face. And it got like close to the pupil of my eye. So of course I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh shit, I'm finna go blind in this motherfucker. So and you know, after a while now, you know, time don't went by now. Now it don't went down, right? But see that scar under my eye and it looked violent. Yeah, man, it looked violent, man. That burn, man, look at it, see? It's bad, man. It's bad.
Oh, no.
He
had
a neck, man. I done fucked up the church's money for a night trying to make some soup. I done burnt my face, and the soup was burnt at the bottom at the same time. So that good-ass soup that I've been cooking for 3-4 hours that I had turned up too high, not only did it burn and get a scorched taste all the way through it, and I had to throw it out.
Man.
Yeah, man, the boy got burnt in the process, too. And mind you, family, keep in mind, this is a certified chef talking to y'all right now. I got certifications for this shit, degrees. I have sauces that have been in Atlanta Food Magazine in the 2008 September edition. Y'all can go Google that up. But this nigga done burnt his face with a pot of soup. That's crazy.
Not unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Freaking shit today, huh?
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm glad I didn't know. Because, see, at first, the crazy part about it, because I was going to go live, you know what I'm saying, and record, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start doing, like, when I'm doing certain dishes and, you know, things like that, I'm going to start filming it and posting it. You know what I mean?
You gonna embarrass him.
Yeah. He wasn't ready.
Ooh, I can imagine them comments, boy. Them comments gonna be a killer, boy.
Dead ass, man. So so that's what I'm dealing with right now, family. I got, you know, and I don't know if anybody noticed, if y'all did know on the flyer, that was obviously hours later than it should be, which is why the camera is further back from my face than it normally is, because I have a serious, like, a sore, like, right under the pupil of my eye, man, and it's going to cause problems in my workplace tomorrow. Yeah, it's ugly, man. It's ugly. But, hey, you know, we're going to do what we got to do.
We all got
to. How was your day,
man? Hey, man, I don't even know. It was a day. The day it went by so quick. Now this time saver, ever since Saturday, I'd be like, ain't no way in hell it's 9 o'clock already when it seems like it's 6. Time is going by so fast. That the time daylight saving is here.
Yeah, that it's taking a minute to adjust to this, you know, the new hours.
Sleep. I don't know what's going on, but you know, my day was like blah. You know, I went to work. I left work early because I was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So I left, came home, you know what I'm saying? Had me a little drinkity drink, took some little herbs to the head, and just chilled until it was time to pick my youngin' up from school, man. Yeah. And everything's in the window. Yep.
Well, you know what? That's a good question. Okay, I should know this. What is your drink of choice?
I like wine. I'm a wine connoisseur.
Okay. Red
you know,
or white?
Depending on what type of day I had. I had a long, long day. I need some strong. I had to get me some red. But I'm on some soft, chill, subtle, you know what I'm saying? I get some white.
Okay. You drink sweet red wine.
If I'm feeling freaky, it's got to be the red wine.
Oh, shit.
Be classy. If I'm trying to be classy, I get that white, you know what I'm saying, that white wine.
Okay. So watch this. Hey, so to all my listeners out there, this is me finna show out right quick. So when you say you know like the red wine, is it, you? What's your brand? You like Shiraz, you like a more dry, you like Cabernets, or what's your thing? You prefer a varietal or what?
Menage, it's a Menage Trois, which is a blend. It's a blend. That's my favorite brand. It's called Ménage à Trois.
Okay, so you do like it.
Mm-hmm.
So you like
mm-hmm.
Verado. That works. You know what I mean? You can't lose with a Verado. Good
yeah.
Red family. You can't lose with. If you like red wine, get a good Verado, you know. For those that don't know, I'm going to teach y'all something tonight. Verado only means it's a blend of all the red grapes. Cabernet, Sauvignon are only grapes. Merlot are grapes. Pinot Noir are grapes. But you get Verados, they have a blend of all those red grapes in them. So, you know, they kind of go good with everything. Can mellow out any mood and enhance any mood if you need it. So.
That's why I like Malbec. I'm a Malbec drinker, too. I like Malbec. If I go to the wall, if I go to the restaurant, get me a glass of Malbec, you know what I'm saying? Or if I want to go sweet, I get me some Roscato. Not the Moscato, but the Roscato. If I want some sweet red.
Yeah.
But I don't like no.
Is it not the Moscato, the Roscato?
Yeah.
The Blue Bomber.
Yeah.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
It does, man. I like Bel Air though, man. You know, I get with my niggas, man. We don't like the front with that bullshit. We drink Bel Air. Bel Air's good. It's good chaser though. I like to use it in tequila. Cause like my dog, like see me myself personally, as far as you know, from if I am drinking beer, I prefer you know imported pilsners, Heineken, Corona.
Mm-hmm.
I even do Stella. Dos Equis, you know what I mean? Something like that. Far as liquor go, everybody know me. I'm a Yak man. Tony Yak me. I like brown liquor. Hennessy, Remy me. I'm, you know, old school Atlanta nigga. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I get some Jack. I like, you know, like the Crown, all of that. White liquor does something different for me because the fact that I'm so immune to brown liquor, that white liquor, it take a lot of that shit. And by the time that shit hit, man, I'm like, it's too late. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the time, for me, like, by the time I feel the liquor, like, say I'm tipsy, it's too late then. Now I'm all over the place. But see, with my brown, I can sip. That shit does what it does with every sip.
Exactly.
That's why I like brown.
And if people be shocked when they find out that the white is more stronger than the brown, they're like, no. I'm like, yeah.
It really is. Because you consume so much, man. Now I say, especially, let me tell you something. Now, rum doesn't agree with my body at all. Like, I don't care what the fuck. Like, one cup of rum and coke, that Bacardi shit. All my nights, I'm going to go and throw it out. All my nights, like when I was younger and shit, you know, you first started drinking. Bacardi is one of the drinks you first started with. You know what I mean? Bacardi, right?
Mm.
Every single night I drunk that shit, I got sick and threw up. Every night, it didn't matter what happened. Any other liquor, white liquors, gin, vodkas. See, I was able to catch it. Like, I guess by the time it hit me, I was so fucked up that I was too fucked up to throw up or anything. Like, that didn't upset me. But my brown liquor family, that's my shit, man. You know what I mean? Man, look, to Hennessy Black, Hennessy Privilege, me, man.
Mm. I got a story on that gin. I can't do that gin no more, boy. I got a story. That's my drinking that gin. That was before I knew gin was gin. You know what I'm saying? I was just going by name. I didn't know there was a difference between gin, vodka, rum, none of that, because I was young. I was 17, 16, 17, 18. So I used to know that Tanqueray. Man, I got a story on that damn. I can't even look at a bottle of Tanqueray to this day. Behind that shit, and I was real young. I was my awesome blackout shit. Blackout, waking up. One minute I'm here, going passing out, waking up, I'm there. I'm in another location, just passing out, throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm smiling, look at the dog. But yep, that's my choice to drink.
Thanks,
wine. Mm-hmm. I don't like sweet drinks. You know, sweet drinks, that's what gets you fucked up, get you sick.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened every time I drunk Bacardi, because we always like, had it with, you know what I mean, pineapple. At a time when I was, you know, running around with a lot of different females. So they loved the Bacardi at the time. And I think it was like the time when, like, Bacardi, Limon, and all that shit had came out. So we was buying those bottles and shit. And they used to, like, get that shit with pineapple juice and all that. Man, I got sick every single time. Every time. Fucking with Bacardi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit, that's tough, man. But everybody drink Bacardi, man. Salute to all the Bacardi drinkers. And tequila kind of the same, though. That tequila, because tequila's so smooth, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be... And everybody get you with them shots, man. But again, like I said, by the time white liquor hit me, when I'm like, oh, shit, I done had too much. It's too late. When that shit hit me, it's too late already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, that's why I don't go out to the club. I swear it's going to take about $30 for me to get a buzz off the weak drink they be selling at the club. I was like, it takes a lot to get me. Like, even tipsy, and them drinks, I don't know, something, depending on where you go to. You know, some people make drinks strong, about two drinks in, you got, oh, shit, I can get another one. And you get some place, you got to get, like, five drinks just for you to feel something. That's why I really like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I got a high tolerance level, I would think. So, you know, you don't have to pull a little bit more than that just to get me, especially when it comes to that white. That's why I guess it do take some minutes for that white. With that white to kick in, you gotta get hella shots, hella drinks for that. I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's that wine, it never fails. I'm gonna straight regardless of that glass of wine. Put me a nice 9 ounce. I'm good.
Okay. I'm gonna have to keep all that in mind.
Write it down, straight, you know? Yeah. Yes.
That's that, family. That's been on me, man. But I'm, you know, I'm rubbing on some Neosporin on my eye as we speak. Wow, I got me a nice little bottle of Remy right here as we speak too. So, salute to the family. Y'all going through this healing process with me. You did.
Yes.
Better 9 minutes.
The temp is down. They pray for him. They pray for upbringing.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, say no more. Okay, we got some news.
Yeah, I do. Let's get it.
All right, let's jump into it right there.
Well, I got good news for those Robert Williams fans. You know, Robert Williams, a.k.a. Meek Mill. You know,
oh, shit, that's his name?
Yeah, Robert Remeek Williams. If y'all know, back in November, he was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison for violating his probation on a decade-old gun and drug case. So, his entire conviction could be overturned.
Wow, that's what's up. I mean, shit. One thing I can say, like, people been really behind me, Bill, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They figured it was overkill, you know, especially someone who got a promising career like his, for it to be, you know, taken away from him by that behind some petty ass bullshit, you know. Let me see the rest of them. The arresting officer, they tried to keep him off the witness stand. He got some credibility issues with him and a bunch of other stuff. So, his conviction could be ultimately upheld, so it might be some good news for him. You know, regardless of how you feel, the justice system is unfairly to the minorities, especially the blacks, no matter how you try to flip it and twist it. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair. It's a business. Why they have independent owned jails? Not owned by the government. If someone have enough money, they can go build them a jail right now. Right now.
Facts.
And profit off of human being like that. So you can't tell me it's got to deal with the government when the government don't own these prisons around here. They independently own.
Yeah.
Got state prison, federal prison, but some of these prisons they own by a local joker or something like that. But anyway, you know, I hope justice reform happens soon. You know, let some of the people that's in jail for those long years on some minor bullshit drug charge, they end up wasting their family, wasting their children, wasting their sons, you know. They keep using us as an example that we've been used for examples for many, 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 many years, decades, centuries. So, yep.
That's a fact, man. And like, one thing I've always said, you know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody responsible and, you know, need to be held accountable for their own action.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even with light, and going into, you know, Meek Mill situation about that case, that shit is crazy, man. The fact that that brother even locked up for the shit he locked up for, and he was on probation for a case he was found not guilty of in the first place. Going back and forth with the lady since he was 14 years old. That shit is crazy, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, and it just show you, like, all these people rallying and shit, like, and that goes to a lot of shit, like even what we're talking about tonight, man. At the end of the day, man, that open enemy don't give a fuck who you are. Only thing gonna be, man, is what their agenda is, and that's what they focusing on. That's why that brother sitting up in there now, like James, for popping a fucking wheelie, man, nigga, in New York.
Yeah, shit. Come on now. Was that worthy of it? Is that even worthy of it? All right. Next, yeah, exactly. Same thing they did with Bobby Smurge. Now, Bobby Smurge, I think that was another situation. And Kodak Black,
yeah.
Kodak Black, they trying to see, can they get him free to discharge of those guns and weed charges, I think he has against him.
Yeah, and I think they just sentenced his Kodak's brother to 12 years, right? Or something like that.
Hey. Yeah, that was great. Green shot. I ain't surprised by that. But anyway, so renowned scientist Stephen Hawking, he passed away today at 8:76.
Yeah. I'm gonna be real, man. I thought that more. I mean, shit. I shouldn't say this. Never mind. Nah,
it's
fuck that, bird. Man. It's a vain bird. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a vain bird. I'll be honest with y'all. Man, look, that motherfucker, Stephen Hawking had that paper, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? That motherfucker, that old cripple, critical condition motherfucker had that bread. Read it, I'm going to tell you. That motherfucker been, like, paralyzed and whatever, ambidextrous for fucking, what, 15 years, so to speak. That motherfucker should have been dead, my nigga. He had some good ass insurance. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. It some more that, like for real, man. That motherfucker made it paralyzed, ambidextrous. He been ambidextrous for what? 25, 30 years, probably, right?
I'm trying to read about it to 19. Let me see. Oh no. I'm trying to see what years.
And he's been a genius forever. Like this motherfucker don't like, you know. He done about scientific theories and shit that this it's crazy,
but
man.
He,
you know what I mean?
Pneumonia is the reason why he lost his voice after he had surgery after pneumonia. He lost his voice. And that's why he got speaking with.
So that's what I'm saying. This nigga was paralyzed, ambidextrous, deaf, and he was talking through a goddamn machine, my nigga. Yeah, he was considered one of the smartest motherfuckers in the country, man. Just because of his scientific theory.
It was at since he was 21. He had a Lou
Gehrig. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was given 2 years to live. He was given 2 years to live, and he lived through all that.
You feel what I'm saying? That's crazy.
So he was doing some fucking. He was doing some fucking. I want her to have.
Statement.
So
look at Mr. Hawkins, man.
I'm sorry, he got about 3 kids,
right?
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know if that rich kid. Richer motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers would have had a baby by him, man.
Way too much. Set for life.
Still to this day. You know what I mean? Mommy, yeah, put that crippled sperm in me, little nigga.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't go for it. Shout out to Stephen Hawkins and the family, man. All respect, man. We just joking over here. Toot-toot.
We appreciate all your contribution to society.
Facts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of contributing to society, the hearse that carried Dr. King's body in Memphis is listed for sale for $2.5 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
He wants whoever to buy it, donate to a museum. You want the money, you want somebody to buy it from you, but then donate to a museum, so you just donate to the museum, period. Let that be the reason. You know what I'm saying? But.
Well, like, God, damn. What kind of weirdo shit is that, though?
Anonymous Philly. Who will buy the hearse they carry the man by? He ain't like his body's still in there. So
but you know what? At the same time, I'm going to retract. I'm going to recant my statement just that fast. Because I still want to buy the car that Park got shot in, that BMW.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know why. But I would love to get them that $5 million for that car.
That's how much they want for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could dig that car that he got shot in, but got to the car that's person. He's the last person to last by.
Yeah, see, that's different. Like the hearse. You know what I'm saying? That's different. The hearse money.
I don't want it then. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could teach me to be in his. Shit.
I can see better, like, his first car. Like, you know what I mean? A 1958, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can see that y'all want $2.5 million for that. But the hearse's body was in, that don't even mean shit. Like, really, my opinion. Fuck you want a hearse for? Just listen. I'm going to give you $2 million, then put it in a museum? No. What they do that? $2 million, nigga. That motherfucker gonna have some rims on that bitch.
But $2 million, I'm trying to do. But what?
I ain't bullshitting, but that motherfucker. They better have a goddamn
$2
GPS.
They better put me in their family. Hell, man. They didn't put me in the wheel for $2 million. I don't about y'all daddy hurts. But I'm saying he was buried in Atlanta, so why? It's a thing. Okay. I don't know. I got to read some more about that because that just don't sound good to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a real heavy question. But I know Bernice King, one of the daughters, you know, she's actually just got blessed by the Pope. She's actually over in Italy at the Vatican at the moment. Saw that on the report earlier. And what she did was turned in all Dr. King's speeches from 63 all the way up until 68. He turned in all his writings and documents. And if a lot of people remember, now we done went into this before on the previous episodes of the Van Verde, those speeches and documents that he had, my God. I don't want to go into it. But yeah, that's what Bernice King did.
Mm-hmm.
This shit here, this Illuminati is working all in a sect. That's why they coming at the Minister Farrakhan like they are. All this shit timing is amazing.
They're attacking one another.
We gonna get into this shit, man. This shit is really like, really blatant and right in front of our face. But we too dumb and blinded by reality TV and all this other fuck shit to pay attention to a lot of things, y'all. But it is what it is. Go ahead, Miss Kay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's this student in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's one student out of 700 to participate in a national walkout today. And his video went viral. It started with just 6 viewers. Then it got shared so many times that it grossed up to millions and millions of viewers today alone. You know, he puts the video outside. He's like, you know, he can't believe he's the only one that actually walked out. But, you know, this was in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm not saying that it's not expected or whatever, but he was the only one, you know, and he's like, one of his teachers told him, you know, why don't you just write a letter? That'll be more powerful. He's like, nope, I'm going to walk out. And he did that. He stood up there for 17 minutes by himself. And he was like, he was expecting to see one or two, but, you know, didn't nobody else come out. You know, so the video, it reached a lot of people, even celebrities, you know, that reached out to him and, you know, gave him their words of, you know, words of encouragement, letting them know, you know, what you did was right, regardless if you did it by yourself. And he didn't feel no type of way about it, though. You know, he still was happy he did what he had to do, because that's what he felt about it. You know, for those that don't know, today was Wednesday, National Walkout Day for the students, particularly teenagers. You know, where they walked out, you know, for 17 minutes to represent each minute, each victim that got killed in that massacre just a month ago down there in Florida. You know, it was very tragic to the country. A lot of people were still healing from it. It was very shocking. You know, a lot of students lost their lives viciously for no reason. So, yeah, and kids are not trying to be remembered as victims, more so they say they try to be, you know, be remembered as pioneers, pretty much. Someone to pretty much make a change in the justice system or in policy making when it comes to guns. That's what they're trying to do. So they're trying to make a mark, you know, this generation. These young teenagers, they're smart. And, you know, they're smarter these days and more independent some. So yeah, you know, they was a protest. It was Florida, Georgia, I think I see Wisconsin, even up north, New Jersey, I believe, they participated.
New York, yeah, L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it was a real beautiful thing, you know, nationwide. And I was kind of watching it earlier, you know, just watching them, they panning from state to state with this nationwide thousands of students. So, with that said, family, that brings us to why we're here tonight. Each one teach one. Really, motherfucker? Now, after all this student protest today and the walkouts and all of that, I want to know, what are your thoughts? And along with that, you know, I mean, of course, we had our remarks by, you know, education secretary or secretary of education, whatever the fuck, Bessie DeVos. She came out, you know, today and made some remarks. Dumbest shit ever.
Yeah,
and
I heard.
You know what? It was like, what it was, you know, she did a few interviews since the beginning, since her swearing in. Now, everybody has to remember, Bessie DeVos has no experience, history, or anything in education. Why she's the education secretary don't make sense. She doesn't believe in public funding, public schooling, or anything, you know, especially for the inner city. But I gotta be honest with y'all, family. as far as this protest and all of that shit. Fuck that bullshit. I get it, the kids, they march and all that. I'ma say it for one reason, really, mainly a couple of reasons why I'ma say this, and I'ma let you have the flow, Miss K. One thing about that fuck shit, man, y'all talking about the deaths of all these fucking white kids at this white school in this white-ass neighborhood. Man, we've been dealing with this type of shit forever. Since them 17 motherfuckers got killed 2 months ago, 17 niggas done died in black communities. Underage motherfuckers, man. You watch the news, keep up. You know what I mean? In 17 days, we done gave y'all fucking what? 34 victims. So all of this, that, you know what I mean? Then, like, to me, man, that shit don't mean nothing. When you protesting against something, trying to get change, that shit is not orchestrated. That shit ain't no national monument. It ain't no national time we doing this. The powers that be, that's the shit that confusing me, right? It's so fake. This shit is so fake and such a facade that they got y'all thinking that these kids out here marching in units. How are they marching when the same lawmakers and all these motherfuckers marching with them? They ain't passing no goddamn laws to save these kids. Like, they don't give a fuck. That's why, like, a lot of your black inner city schools wasn't allowed to do it. One school in particular that I'm glad you brought Dr. King up earlier, Washington High School, with Dr. King went to, those students were told they were going to get expelled, suspended, if they walked out during the March protest. How is this shit even possible, family? And y'all running around here with this fuck shit, supporting these crackers with this bullshit. All this shit is bullshit, my nigga. I tell you, when it affect them. See, because one thing about it, like I done said before, ain't no cracker running up in no nigga school talking about shooting up, nothing about nothing. It's gonna be a shootout in that bitch. We already scrapped. We came to goddamn school. Y'all the motherfuckers behind. But as far as that go, the protest, I'm just wondering what now. Like, they don't have the march. That shit was today. So what changes now?
That's a good question.
Y'all walk in solidarity. You still got to go to school tomorrow. Now, if y'all want to make a real effective protest, you motherfuckers should have said, no, we're going to walk out of school on this day and time, and we ain't coming back until these laws are changed. Other than that, it's bullshit.
But you know what you got to think about? I guess another way to look at it, too, though, most of these high schools, they're going to be 18 soon. And guess what? They're going to be able to vote. And guess what? They're going to be able to get out the office. Them fucking Republicans, if they don't do nothing. So that's what they better make. That's what they need to try to make known. Like, hey, y'all, we want gun control. But guess what? When we turn 18, we better start voting for y'all motherfuckers. Like, just what happened yesterday. What's his name? Lamb. Corey Lamb or Connor. Connor Lamb. He won up there in Pennsylvania, a red district. He won it. Democrat won. Okay, then cool. Got Republicans a little shooken up again. Once again, Democrats running over a Republican-owned area. You know what I'm saying? Even though he fought on some things that Republicans was fighting for, but he won over the Republican. Okay, great. So that's what's going to start happening. So in the later, people ain't forgetting about how these Republicans handle it, but is that the way to handle it? The protest, like you said, wait till it get voted. Let it be heard that, hey, we not happy. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. We gonna vote y'all out. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what I'm saying. Like, look, you cannot affect family. Listen to me, all my listeners. Listen to me. This is the Van Verde podcast, man. This your boy at Tim Black, man. That's PIMP_Black. Dig this, right? You will never, ever affect change in this country until you affect the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no economic withdrawal from anything, it's not a protest, family. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit, they got that clown shit, man. They got y'all, them white kids out. I'm looking at the shit on TV, right? And I'm glad it was the majority white schools doing that stupid shit. Because ain't nothing going to happen. I'm glad. See, they ain't want no niggas marching. Because they know black kids ain't with that shit. Gun control is the least of the worries in the black community. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Even though there's a lot of killing and crime going on in our community, more than it going on in other communities. But see, the reason being, there's a conditioning going on in our community more than it is others. Because I guarantee
you
black people.
Already,
yeah. We're naturally close. We're naturally loving people. You know what I mean? We're naturally protective people. You know what I mean? If the circumstance were different, if there was a level playing field as far as jobs and as far as education across the board, just as it is in the other communities, white, Asian, Arabic communities in this country, trust me, there would not be much crime. Crime because it's injustice. Injustice causes the crime in this country, family. That's what the fuck going on. And they keep trying to scream like that gun control shit. Tell them kids the truth. 85% of the motherfuckers that done shot these schools up were legally able to go buy a gun. Every last one of them. So that shit not the problem.
Mm-mm.
Not. So we just shaping the generation and shaping the culture for, you know, the design that they're trying to do. Obviously, it's obviously some new world order shit. And like I said, in my honest opinion, and I'm gonna say this, I know I'm not straying away from the topic, but I'm gonna go on any other layer that is coming across. And I'm going to let you have it again, Ms. J. I think all the guns need to be doing away with anyway.
Mm. You said all the guns?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why other countries don't have all these gun problems? Because they don't have all these fucking guns.
They took away from their citizens. Like, I think Australia did, like, where they took away from their citizens or stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why Australia ain't got no high-ass murder rate like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop accessing the shit. And then we can start tackling the ideologies. Because, like, I think, like, just doing away with the guns and weapons is not going to fix the problem. Because you're doing away with the guns, these crazy motherfuckers going to find a knife big enough to cut your ass up with.
Mm.
Yeah, man. So I feel like, you know, we have to get rid of the ideologies. Discover the reason why these people listen to what these niggas saying. Don't just listen saying they was hate group, they was studying this and that. Listen to what these motherfuckers was saying and let's start tackling that shit. Because all these motherfuckers feeling a certain way about America for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Was it hold right to bear arms? What was the reason behind that then during the time? It was the reason why they had to write the bail warrants during that time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when guns wasn't even a thing like that. Like, you talking about like when they wrote the Constitution.
Yeah,
you know
it's different.
Now,
we didn't write the bail arms, you know, do you think it's the type of guns or just like guns, period? Because, like, I think like assault rifles should be like, why they got so many machine guns and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So easily accessible. Why can't somebody just have a handgun and call it a day?
Why we need them, period? Any type of gun.
We ain't shooting, yeah, we ain't, you know what I'm saying, the military.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all that shit, like, imagine, like okay, if there was a level playing field, why do people shoot people and do crime to people? Let me ask that question first. What do you think, Ms. Gary?
You said, well, hold on. You, Reword it. You said what was the question?
So why do people like why are there crimes committed with guns? Like, why does that happen?
Because people use it as a fear. They know if they have a gun, people gonna buy that. That's a saying. The eye and the make your mind. Okay. The eye and the make your mind. You see, motherfucker, show you that eye. You gonna get information real quick, nigga. What? Okay. Because it's your life. Because you know, how many of them motherfucker pull the trigger? It's your life. Now with a gun or a bat or something, you might can fight or wrestle the motherfucker. You might have a chance. But the person with that gun, he has the upper hand. So a person gonna use that gun to commit a crime because they know if something happens, they gonna have, they feel like they gotta be, you know, they gotta have some type of leverage with that gun. Whether it's loaded, fake or not, motherfuckers feel like they have to have something. That's why people have guns to commit crime. If they ain't have, I feel like if they didn't have access to guns, they wouldn't commit these crimes like that as much.
Yeah, but see, look, I say the crime because you look at what you're saying. It's kind of like it's almost layered in a sense. Excuse me, it's almost layered in a sense, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have any gun, they wouldn't commit the crime. My theory is, if we get rid of the ideology, the reasoning behind the crime, to me, the guns ain't nothing but an accessory to do a crime. Like to enhance it. If there was a level playing field, you know, if things were where the way it should be, if there was a level playing field, there'd be no reason for nobody to rob anybody.
Period.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think, like, we need to focus on the ideologies, not just because we can take away the guns and all of that. But shit, if the problems and all that still exist, motherfuckers will find another weapon to use. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm living like, nigga, okay, example. I'm going to just throw some shit out. I'm living in a black community. We don't own nothing. Everybody owns the white man feeding us, the guy that giving us Walmart, McDonald's, and Burger King and Chuckles. The Arab motherfuckers own all the gas stations. The Chinese motherfuckers own the beauty supply stores and everything. We don't own shit in this goddamn community, right? So I'm looking at that. There's no the jobs are scarce because all these people that's running all of this shit only hire their own people from their own countries and shit. So jobs and shit are scarce. So my problem is I still gotta feed my motherfucking family regardless of what's going on. All they did was take away the guns. So now I gotta go learn how to strong arm rob a motherfucker. Cause it don't change my situation. There's just no gun for me to go act a fool with. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say a lot of this shit. That's why I say that shit is never gonna happen. The gun control and all that fuck shit. Because like you said a minute ago, Miss K, these motherfuckers, for some reason, when they was making the Constitution, they needed to put that shit in there first for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the NRA is part of it. The Rifle Association, the Right to Bear Arms niggas, are a part of the established government when this country was settled. So why the fuck we think that shit going anywhere? Why we think Trump finna denounce NRA when he's saying make America great again, when those are the principles they were founded on?
Like real quick sidebar. You know, the moment if we take our weapons, we'll become vulnerable to the enemy. Think about it. We got a military, ain't that much military, like maybe a million, you know what I'm saying, compared to Russia's and China's and their military, whatever. Suppose, you know, we can't beat them, you know what I'm saying, by land. They come over here, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Majority of every household armed. Ain't nobody gonna come over here with that bullshit like and say ISIS and stuff like that. You see what they have, what they doing with those bombs? Not saying they're not doing it in the U.S. The places that they pick where they're most vulnerable, where at least it's safe. You know what I'm saying? Over here, majority of people, majority of Americans are still armed. They're gonna hit them on their waist, on their cars, and their households. You know what I'm saying? So y'all come over with that beef. You have to not deal with the army, deal with the people too, because the people are just about like it seems like pretty much just what the army is. That's what it looks like. The people that got possession of all these high strong rifles and stuff like that. Look, that's fear that they have. Especially with Trump and his vision, he don't want us to look. You know what I'm saying? And the conservatives, they worried about, you know, being able to protect ourselves. That's where I think the right to bear arms came from back in, because we had before.
Facts.
And, you know what I'm saying? And hunting and everything back in that time. You know, every man needs to protect his house, had the right to protect his household, which is true. But limited, though. Limited. Not everybody has a gun, do they? Who knows? It's
not
the kids' battle to fight, though. I don't think it's not the kids' battle to fight.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Or is it? Because, like you said, like they say, you know, the future is theirs, right?
Yeah, you're right. They send the vote. Like, that's right. They send the vote.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But see, at the same time, but like you said, it really isn't. At the same time. But see, like, it makes sense. On the surface, or in a perfect world, so to speak, that shit makes sense. It seems like that's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? These kids out there own the sun, but I'm telling you, it just, you know, because we've seen this shit before, there's nothing these kids finna do. There's so much smart kids out there. And, like, they speaking, doing all these interviews and shit like that. I'm just sitting here listening to them. Y'all sound so good. But these crackers don't give a fuck. And the media ain't doing nothing but just feeding that shit. Yeah, you got to protest, standing out against injustice. And then, wait, why ain't no lawmaker saying, okay, what's the agenda? Like, why, okay, we going to march for this, stop this or else, or what happened? Or we ain't going to school no more. Ban these guns, ban all these guns immediately, or ain't no kids going to school no more. That's a protest. You feel what I'm saying? All the teachers unify together. And be like, you know what? We ain't fucking with this shit no more. It ain't safe no more. So until y'all ban all these guns, get all the guns out of the street, we ain't coming in here to work no more. That's a protest.
How about the NAACP supposed to have the students back? I thought they supposed to have students back. If the school tried to punish them for walking out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Salute to the NAACP. We had it again, family. I'm Pimp Black. Who that over there?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything. Relaunch in 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more. Exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation? Need screen print done? Want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt? Go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holler at my brother Daoud. 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points. At 1130 Euclid Avenue. EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10. Sunday, 12 to 5. 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket. 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket. 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict. Facebook, at the Vain Verdict. Twitter, at the Vain Verdict. Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.